Let me tell you about this city we call Colby. Population 1852 plus a few. We've got farmers, country breeze on North Highway 13, and more than just a county we're into. It's a place where people always greet each other. Neighbors, family, friends, and in between. We've got show, choir, and stage lights, football Friday nights. But there's one thing we all tried and true. Cheese!
A man built a factory for cheese. In 1885, his son would toe the line and make the U.S. native recipe. Colby was the name of the creation, a process that was different than the rest. A mile west and south, you put it in your mouth, a brand new kind of cheese you put to test. Colby cheese. No matter how you slice it, you'll be pleased. You can cut it, you can curd it, you can eat and melt and slurp it, and maybe you can save a chunk for me. Colby cheese. Giving thanks to cows on bended knee. It starts out just like cheddar, but then we make it better. Thanks to Joel Steinwater. Hail to thee! First you warm the milk
and add the rennet.
Then you cut the mixture
into squares.
Heating up the curd.
The whey is gone for good.
Wash and cool the pieces
in cold water.
Slate and mix the curd.
And press it after.
Then it sits a month.
Or two or three. Now the finished product gets packaged, sold, and bought up. And we eat it often at events
like cheese days. Colby cheese. No matter how you slice it, you'll be pleased. You can cut it, you can curd it, you can even melt and slurp it, and maybe you can save a chunk for me. Colby cheese. Giving thanks to cows on bended knee. It starts out just like cheddar, but then we make it better. Thanks to Joel Steinwater. Hail to thee. Hail to thee. So now you've heard about the city we call Colby, and our pride and joy, the Colby cheese. Come again now, don't be shy. Taste the cheese, come on now, try. And find out why, oh why. We love cheese, Colby cheese. We love cheese, Colby cheese.